Mark Levin, Kamala Harris' worst Israel hater. Islamist propagandist to seek Dem presidential nomination. By Joshua Klein on August 2, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris is the worst Israel hater and Islamist propagandist to have ever held the office of vice president or sought the Democratic presidential nomination, according to conservative radio host Mark Levin, who slammed the presidential nominee, alleging she has a long history of anti-Israel actions and alliances despite any attempts to appear pro-Israel. In a social media post on Wednesday, Mark Levin accused Harris of holding the most anti-Israel stance of any vice president or Democratic presidential nominee, and efforts to showcase her Jewish associations have failed to hide her agenda. Kamala Harris can surround herself with all the Jewish people she wants, from her husband to possibly Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, he wrote, noting that, nonetheless, she is the worst Israel hater and Islamist propagandist to ever serve as vice president or seek the Democrat Party presidential nomination. The longtime conservative commentator and litigator listed an array of her actions and associations to demonstrate her blatant anti-Israel agenda, including her ties to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, and indifference towards anti-Semitic incidents. Her associations with Hamas front group CARE, among others, her blood libels against Israel when it is surrounded by terrorists threatening to destroy it. Her virtual silence in the face of the most horrendous anti-Semitism we have ever seen in our country, even praising the so-called Iran-Hamas-Qatar-funded protesters. Her boycott of the Israeli Prime Minister during his joint congressional speech. Her failure to make a personal statement condemning Hezbollah's slaughter of the Israelis' children playing soccer. Her repeated use of Hamas casualty propaganda. Her support for funding Iran directly and indirectly. Her support for withholding critical military equipment and ammunition from Israel, and on and on. Deeming her a grave threat to the survival of Israel, especially given Israel's current need for support, Levin asserted that no wavering or Jewish ties can mask her true beliefs and condemning record. No amount of flip-flopping, association with certain Jewish groups, or other diversions can change who she is, what she has said, and what she believes, the conservative host wrote, capitalizing for emphasis, while adding that her own record condemns her. In response, conservative Middle East analyst and commentator Caroline Glick suggested to watch what people do. It's more important than what they say. The matter comes as Harris continues to face criticism for Middle Eastern policies, including funding Iran and withholding aid to Israel, which critics say reflects a broader agenda that endangers national security and undermines American values. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.